All right, 3-3 draw. Do you look at it as a good point or a bad point? But what are your thoughts just as a team coming out of here with this result?
I think it's a good point. Kind of talked about it all week how we, you know, there's two good results for us and one bad one. Well, the three possible outcomes. So if you lose, you know, you obviously give not just you don't get points, but the other, like, Eastern Conference opponents get points as well. So. And you kind of keep them in check with the tie, so we're not too disappointed with the 3-3 with the 1 point. So,
yeah. How is it you're in the starting rotation today? Just how you feel out there, and what are some positives you thought you did out there for the team today?
Yeah, I felt good. Felt normal, to be honest. You know, I mean, been training. Yeah, just the usual, and trying to keep myself ready if my name's called again. You know, it's really all you can do. And yeah, like I said, out there felt all right, and I got on the ball a pretty decent amount. And connected some passes, obviously, with nice assist for Joseph, which he's there to finish that, you know, so that's pretty good.
Speaking of Joseph, just talking about playing a guy that dynamic offensively, have you seen a run like this from a guy? Just two straight hat tricks. Seems like every shot he's making has potential to go in. Just the guy playing beside him.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't want to play against him, that's for sure. He's a great player and a great finisher. He really doesn't need many chances to score a goal, which definitely is what you want to have on your team. He's always a threat. Even if he sometimes doesn't get the ball, you know, that because he's such a threat, he opens up space for other guys because he's always two or three guys defending him and all those things. So it's definitely a cool thing to have him on our team.
Two more things. Defensively, you seem to score goals, but have conceded goals quite a lot. It seems like a minute or two afterwards. Just what can the team do to tighten up those situations where you get a goal, and it seems like 2-3 minutes later, and you're counterattacking, and you know, you just concede one.
It's tough. It obviously changes from game to game. You know, like, we came off two straight shutouts now, and now we kind of concede three, which is obviously not a good look. And obviously you have to stay mentally switched on, especially after we score and after the crowd goes wild. Obviously emotions go high a little, and you kind of have to keep yourself in check and the team in check, and then to be especially focused on the other play. So for sure that's something we'll be paying special attention to in the next few games.
And lastly, just, I don't know if you know yet, official MLS record for a home game, I think at least regular season. Describe this atmosphere. You played around, you know, the country and the world. Being here in Atlanta, 70,000+ for a Saturday match. Just your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's unbelievable. There's not really many words to describe it because it just gives you chills and it, like, all you dream of just comes true. You know, as a player, it's a good feeling, and these guys, the fans out there, are unbelievable and really, really great. It's a lot of fun to play in front of.
Have you guys gotten used to this at this stage? Because it's larger crowds playing on turf indoors. Have you found yourself adjusting, just being, this is your home now?
Yeah.
Do you feel just more comfortable out there as a unit?
I mean, they were pretty loud at Bobby Dodd as well, so you couldn't really hear your partner next to you there either. So it's I think we've adjusted, and we know what to expect from the guy next to us and what not to expect, and obviously kind of go off of that. And but yeah, they're a lot of fun. I'm sure it throws the other teams off more than us.
Right.